Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. I want to start off this podcast by saying you might notice my voice sounds a little different. It's a little lower. It's a little scratchy. Basically, I have just gotten over COVID, so I now have a very stuffed nose and I sound like a dude, but I feel good. And so if you're stressed about COVID and you're scared you're going to get Omicron, send me an email. I'll tell you all about it. It wasn't the worst thing that ever happened to me and I'm feeling fine. Okay, guys, you got through Thanksgiving. Probably kind of a rough one for you. You got through Christmas, which might have even been harder. New Year's hopefully was good. You felt hopeful. You felt refreshed. And now we're dealing with this holiday that people have a love-hate relationship with, depending on whether you're single or in a relationship. And it's called Valentine's Day. So what do you do on Valentine's Day after divorce? Valentine's Day, which I have always loved because I'm such a romantic and I love love and flowers and candy and kind gestures and dates and all that stuff. And there have been times in my life where I can't stand Valentine's Day because I'm single. I feel lonely. I feel like everyone else is together having fun with their significant other and I'm the only person alone. But I am here to tell you I have actually been single on more Valentine's Days than I've been with a spouse. And I have not only survived, but I have learned how to appreciate Valentine's Day for so many other things. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about 7 ways to enjoy Valentine's Day after divorce or as a newly single person. So the first thing I want to address is kids. So when I got divorced, I had 2 kids who were 3 and 5. I had no family in town. I didn't know anyone else who was divorced. I decided the first year to have a little mom-kid Valentine's Day party. And I want to tell you, it was the best idea. So basically what I did was on Valentine's Day after preschool, I had about 5 moms and their kids over. And we had a little party and we had cookies and milk and games and an art project. And the moms just sat around and talked. And I have to be honest with you, it was great. It completely took my mind off Valentine's Day in the romantic part sense of it. And, oh, I'm single. I'm getting divorced. This sucks. To this is all about the kids. And we took pictures and it was just really, really fun. So I would highly recommend that if you're stressed this Valentine's Day, I want you to plan this. Plan something fun for your kids. You have over a week to do it, so don't tell me you don't have time. And make the most of it and let your kids enjoy it because really, it's so fun for them. It makes the no man in your life part of this not a big deal at all. Moving on to number 2 of the ways to enjoy Valentine's Day after divorce. I am a huge fan of girls' nights. What better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than with a girls' night? So I have a girlfriend who several years ago used to have these huge, elaborate Valentine's Day parties that were just for women. And the girl was actually married at the time. She's divorced now, but she always valued girl friendships, and she would have these parties, and at the end, this was before COVID. I think she stopped during COVID. The last one I went to had like this candy bar, elaborate cocktails, gifts for everyone who went, shopping. She had booths with vendors. It was so fun, and I think the last one I went to had 150 women. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and spend $5,000 on a party for girls. But why not have 3 or 4 girls over, or even 1? Have some wine and cheese, buy some gifts, you know, go to Target, get little things, little boxes of chocolates, and just celebrate Valentine's Day with some girls. Great idea. I guarantee you won't even be thinking about the fact that you don't have a boyfriend. You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. I'm your host. We're talking Valentine's Day planning so that if you don't have a boyfriend, if you're newly divorced, you can still have a great day. Before I move on to number three, which I think is my favorite one, I want to mention two Divorced Girl Smiling partners that I want to connect you with if you are in need. The first one is the divorce firm of Katz and Stefani. So if you are looking for a divorce attorney, I've known Dan Stefani for several years. I want to say almost 20. Our kids grew up together. He belongs to the same gym as I do. He's a wonderful person. He's really, really smart. And he has about 14 attorneys who work with him. I know, I would say all of them, except maybe one. They are smart. They're ethical. I just feel like if you hire that firm, you'll feel like you're in really good hands. So Katz and Stefani, you can find them on Divorce Girl Smiling, or you can Google them. If you are trying to get divorced through mediation, meaning you don't want to hire a lawyer from a big firm and you think your divorce is relatively amicable and you want to go the route of mediation, I would highly recommend CEL and Associates. Ellen Feldman and Brian James are a team of mediators. Every divorce is unique, but if you think you can mediate, I would highly recommend Ellen and Brian. I've known them for several years. They're wonderful. They're ethical. They're smart. And you can find them on Divorce Girl Smiling or at CELandAssociates.com. I am moving on to number three of the seven ways to enjoy Valentine's Day after divorce. Number three, do not think about him today. I am only going to say this once. I will be really mad if you think about your ex on Valentine's Day. You're not allowed to feel sorry for yourself. You're not allowed to think he's having so much fun with his new girlfriend. He's buying her roses. They're going out to a romantic dinner. I'm alone. You are creating a toxic fantasy in your head. I want you to stop doing that. You have no idea what his relationship is like. I want you to give yourself a break today and realize that a significant other could be in your future and that maybe next year you'll have someone and he won't. So this is not a day to hate. It's a day for love. So love yourself, love your children, love your family and friends, and do not give him the time of day in your head today. I think I drove that point home, don't you? Okay, next way of seven ways to enjoy Valentine's Day after divorce. Acts of kindness are great every day, but they're even better on Valentine's Day. So I am somebody who believes in making sure that every day I go to bed at night thinking, did I make a difference just a little bit in this world today? And Divorce Girl Smiling is a huge part of that for me. If I can help somebody, that just makes me feel so much better about my life. It makes me feel like I have purpose. It makes me feel self-love. It makes me feel like I matter, like I'm a good person. And I want you to do that too. So on Valentine's Day, actually every day, but especially on Valentine's Day, do some random act of kindness that will make you feel wonderful, like visiting somebody who is elderly or who is sick, or helping someone get a job. Make a phone call. Connect someone on LinkedIn to help them work. Call someone who just got separated. Offer to babysit for a single mom. Offer to pet sit for somebody. You know, I had COVID for the last several days, and I can't tell you how many random people were like, can I help you? Can I bring you some soup? What do you need? Do you need an errand run? That meant so much to me. But I would even go further as to say, just do it. Drop off. If you find out somebody has COVID, go get them chicken soup. drop it off at their door, text them and say, I just dropped you off something at your front door. Okay, moving on. Number five of the seven ways to enjoy Valentine's Day after divorce. Valentine's Day is a license to eat chocolate. Hi, my name is Jackie and I'm addicted to chocolate. Hi, Jackie. So that was my chocolate addiction meeting. I just came out. So for some reason, to me, chocolates actually taste a lot better when they're wrapped in pink and red foil and shaped like hearts. And so instead of dwelling on the fact that you aren't getting candy or chocolates because you don't have a boyfriend, go buy them for yourself. Please, I am begging you. Do something for yourself. Whatever you want on Valentine's Day, food-wise, get it for yourself. You deserve it. Moving on, number six, Valentine's Day is a great excuse to flirt. So I'm going to start this point off by telling a story. Several years ago on Valentine's Day, I was single, but I had sort of been seeing this guy on and off, but it was more off. And I remember I didn't have any plans and I felt kind of lonely. And I called my girlfriend and I said, listen, for Valentine's Day, my kids are going to be with my ex this year. Do you want to go see the movie, He's Just Not That Into You? It had just come out, and it's a great movie, by the way. One of my all-time favorites. And she was like, sure. So that's what we did. That was our Valentine's Day. We went to this theater. We saw the movie. And when I got out of the movie, there was a text from the on-and-off guy, and he wrote, just wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day and let you know I'm thinking about you today. Now, he wasn't hitting on me. He wasn't trying to come over. He was just being nice and thoughtful. And I swear, I have never forgotten that to this day. It really meant so much to me. So my point is, Valentine's Day is a great excuse to reach out to somebody. Maybe it's someone you've been talking to on a dating app. Maybe it's someone you went out with and it didn't work out, but you really like the person and you might want to become friends. Just set your boundaries. Make sure that they know you're just wishing them a happy Valentine's Day. But you never know what could happen, you know? And also, you're doing something really nice that could make somebody feel really, really good. So that is number six. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast with your host, Jackie Pilisoff. We're talking about seven ways to enjoy Valentine's Day after divorce. And before I move on to number seven, I want to mention two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I think will be of value to you. The first one is if you're looking for a divorce attorney and you don't want to go the big divorce firm route, I would highly recommend Anna Krolikowska. Anna is a divorce attorney who has her own firm. She's also the president of the Illinois State Bar Association. Now, to me, that's huge. That says a lot. I also know Anna personally. I've known her for several years. She is a wonderful, wonderful person, full of energy, full of passion, so kind, and really smart. The second person I want to mention is Elaine Moss from Vestor Capital. So if you are looking for financial advice, financial planning, you've never managed your money, you don't know what you're doing, you have high net worth, and you're sitting here going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I don't want to use my husband's guy. I don't trust anybody. Trust me, because my personal account is with Vestor Capital. Elaine Moss and Pete Mullins are a team, and they are wonderful. I have been a personal client for several years. They have been a Divorce Girl Smiling partner for several. I've referred them to so many people and they've been so happy. So you can find Vestor on Divorce Girl Smiling or VestorCapital.com. Now I want to move on to number seven of seven ways to enjoy Valentine's Day after divorce. Here it is. Ready? You are your own Valentine. Now, what I mean by that is ask yourself this question. Will you be my Valentine? And then say to yourself, yes, I will. And what does that mean? Self-care. What is self-care? Possibly a massage, a hot bath, a glass of wine, ordering from your favorite restaurant, buying yourself something you've wanted for a while, a new perfume, a pair of shoes. Whatever it is that you want, Valentine's Day is a holiday. Holidays come with gifts and indulging yourself, and you deserve that. You're a great parent. You're working hard. You do a great job at your company. You're going through a lot. You're suffering. You're in pain. You're trying to do the best you can to move past your divorce. And guess what? That's why you need to reward yourself. And you need to be your own Valentine and treat yourself special. I love you. I am thinking of you. I am wishing everyone listening a very happy, healthy Valentine's Day. If you want to learn more, come see me at divorcegirlsmiling.com.